Hello, good morning. Welcome to the Sound Show. Saturday, May 28th, 9 in the morning. So I feel like this is like my second week back. I don't know. It was kind of unusual that I went on vacation. Well, not really vacation. That's a weird word, vacation. I went on a trip. That's a value-neutral way to say it. I went on a trip. But I've been back now for longer, slightly longer than I was away. So I think I'm fully adjusted to being back. But I had this wonderful experience yesterday. I slept for about 12 hours. It was so great. And of course, the first thing I did was wake up and think, well, how can I repeat this? What was some magic thing that I did? Nearest thing I can possibly figure is it was an unexpectedly cool night outside. So the temperatures were colder than I thought they were going to be. I don't know. I think it was just a fluke. Yeah. So I was having this problem with my guitar lately, with my playing of my guitar. I had this wart on my finger. I think I told you about my wart. And I think it might be gone now. I don't know, I used some Compound W. We'll see if it grows back. If it grows back, I'm just going to go to the dermatologist and get it zapped off or frozen off or whatever they do. Because the Compound W treatment is kind of injurious. It screws up your skin, like on where the bandage is, like in places that are not just the wart. So I don't know if it's such a great idea. And I'm not sure it really works very well. I think that the wart is still there. It just the top layers of it are just gone, but I think it's still deeply buried in there, and eventually it's going to grow back. I think. I don't know. I don't know 100%, but we shall see. Anyway, so this wart made me not. Well, it did two things. I had this bandage in my finger, and that bandage was right at the joint, right at the second joint of my index finger. And that kind of messed up my playing. It didn't make it impossible, but it changed like the mechanics, like it changed the way my hand felt. And it was just a very subtle, kind of a shitty change. I never quite got used to it. And then because of that, I basically took a week off before I left. And then the week I was gone, obviously, took that off from playing. So when I came back, I felt weirdly clumsy, like. And this guitar is not that old. Like I've really only been playing this guitar for like 3 months. So it's like 2 weeks off from that. It's kind of a long time. And then I felt some like weird joint wrist pain. And I was like, oh God, my guitar playing is ruined. But I've sort of starting to feel now. That's kind of coming back a little bit. Like, it was this one thing that I found that I was... Yeah, it was just very strange. I think I just wasn't used to playing. It was this thing. This little riff. Not even a riff. Just a sequence. Just a scale. Like a minor scale. On the fifth string. I was just having trouble playing it. But I think I'm okay now. And part of it is that if you fixate on like guitar mechanics, like it seems to make things worse. I think it's better just to like, you know, be musical and just play what you feel like playing and then let the mechanics kind of follow that. I mean, it kind of sounds like bullshit hippie advice, but... Thank you. already starting to get a little beef stewy with this electric, but I guess that's, it can't be helped. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well today. It's weirdly humid outside. I don't know. We had a little rain last night. It was very strange for an usual climate. So it's humid today. Very strange for California. So I decided what my three things that I don't like. I think I mentioned this last time, but I like it. It's my tripartite analysis of what I don't like about Maryland. It's number one, zombie people. Number two, humidity. And number three, speed cameras. And they all work together. I'm pretty sure I did talk about this. And then I talked about, like, the thing that I do like is, like, the amazingly brilliant glow-in-the-dark, just crazy bright green foliage. But there's something ugly about it. It's very uniform and kind of scrubby. It just seems grander. Like, the trees just seem grander in California. It's just more interesting. It's more like a golf course. It's like, it seems like it was kind of designed and landscaped. In Maryland, it's just a big, just a massive blanket of shrubbery and greenery, and it's all bright green, and you can't really tell one plant from the next. But in California, it's more separated out. Like, it just looks more, more like a discernible structure, discernible structures in California, I think. But, you know, I was never really happy with Maryland. Like, you know, when I first moved there, back when I was a kid, I kind of hated it. And I always kind of hated it, but that drifted to the back of my mind. And then finally I moved away. And then I came back and I remembered, like, oh, yeah, I really didn't like this place that much. So I guess I'm kind of glad not to be living in Maryland anymore. Like, I was thinking maybe I should go back. I don't know, but I don't think I'd like that. Yeah, I think I just got to stop thinking about, stop being conscious of playing the guitar, because I think that can really mess you up. You can end up in one of these little mental traps where you think you're never doing it right. So I don't know. Low. I think I often like to have the keyboard shifted down an octave, because I find these low note more useful than the super high notes. Need three hands. I don't know, what else can I talk about? I like the 45-minute length. That's a little bit, I don't know, so I would try to get that switched. I just did it last time, but it turned out that the archive is stuck at an hour, so it, like, the archive included some Kumada, or I think what it did is it launched another one of my shows to play on the end. So we'll see what happens this time around. Let's change the patch. How about that? That's something we can always do. I think it's going to be a bad show. Guys. Well, I always say that, but so I'm feeling kind of random. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Well, I told you the night before I got 12 hours. It was unprecedented. I felt awesome that whole day. And last night was another typical shitty night for me. I woke up around midnight and then again around 3:30. So I've been up since 3:30. And then I tried to take a little nap before my show, and I think I fell back asleep for a couple seconds, and I think that was probably helpful, but I don't know what to do about this sleep thing. I guess I'll go see a doctor and get prescribed some fucking drugs. Like, I'm very anti-drug, man. So it was, what I wanted to play was the blues. Basic blues, if we can just find it. There should be a search. There really should be a search for this, and or a way to alphabetize. I'm going off the Boss Tone Studio for GT1. So I don't have to be looking down at my feet and pressing things with my feet. I can control it all with the mouse and the computer. Here we go. Basic blues. And remember this one I like with the... By the time you think of it, and by the time you get your hand in position, by the time you grab it and move it there, it's too late and you kind of lost the tremolo moment. I guess if you sort of, but then my partial solution to that is, like, you just sort of always have tremolo on the brain. But it's very nice, but I only do really, well, there's a couple of things you can do with it. You can do the dive. You can do chord vibrato. And you can do kind of a quick. Kind of a shaky vibrato. But a lot of this doesn't sound good with this tone. It's so staticky. I like this tone, I think, just sounds good. Kind of sparse, minimalist. Just like one note. So let's try some of the other blues and see how they sound on the mic. This is King of Blues. Oh. Oh, I know what the problem is. This is distorting. This is distorting at the signal level. This is distorting at the Focusrite level. But this is, I don't like the tone. It's not that great. It's mostly, it just sounds, I don't know. It's kind of staticky, kind of artificial, electronic. Got a lot of mid-range on it. Maybe that's the problem. So we've got Basic Blues, King of Blues, and then Blues Buddy. See, these are the things with blues in their name. Got a nice little slapbacky delay. I can't tell if that's just one slapback. I think it's several. I think that's actually a digital delay. It's not just one, because I tend to not like the slapback. It is the one echo delay that much. Oh, here's something else with blues in the name. Let's try that. Squeeze Blues GT. I don't know what GT stands for. I found in the instruction manual. Actually, see if I can launch it. Boss. Let's see, GT1. GT1 Owner's Manual. Here we go. Ah, okay. So this, here's a list of all the things. So P48. P48 is Squeeze Blues GT, a bluesy sound with ambience included. It doesn't say what GT is, though. Maybe that's something guitar people know, and I should know. Some of these I know I don't really care for. Like Bark Tone. Bark Tone, it just kind of... Well, although it does... It sounds a little better mic'd. It sounds a little better mic'd. Well, that's bassy, though. I can feel that. With the bridge pickup, but I can't do this all day though. I can't. I got to do something more substantial. Oh, what I could, but I only have 45 minutes though, so it's okay. Just that extra 15 minutes of rest makes it all easier and better. Rectifier lead. Let's see if the list will shed some light on what this is. Rectifier lead, hard distortion sound, ideal for metal riffs. The switch, the Control 1 switch, switches to a lead sound. Now, I don't have access to the Control 1 switch because that's a foot thing. And I just operating the foot thing while I've got a guitar and a microphone and all this crap is just beyond me. So I've already got the Boss Tone Studio software running. Ugh, I'm not liking any of these distorted patches so much. I'm going to switch back to natural clean, which is my old standby number 7, I believe. No, that's not right. Number 3. And I usually like this on the center. So I got angry at the news again and re-renounced it, but I don't know if I'm going to keep on doing that. I think I might go to the news now just to get something to talk about. So if I stick to my For You, it's often not as bad, but I think I was just being oversensitive. And all my articles are so dumb. You are going to get COVID again and again and again. I have so much hatred for journalists. Like, they really, the whole internet, I've described this before. Well, you know, Facebook discovered this model that making you angry, deliberately trolling you, produces clicks, that produces engagement, that produces the outrage that people are addicted to. They're actually addicted to their own bad feelings, and they want to feel angry, and they want to feel that rage. So, and then basically the big media companies like CNN, The Atlantic, whatever, are no better than Facebook. They've realized this too. They know that the articles have to be, they have to basically be trolls in everything they say. So, it makes me want to kill. You are going to get COVID again and again and again. Fuck you, you fucking, okay, least I can do is cheat them. Oh, no, it doesn't work. Sometimes you can, so you know, they have a paywall, and sometimes you can cheat the paywall by turning off JavaScript, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes they're smart enough to not make that work. But so this time it did not work, and I don't get to read the substance of this brilliant article from The Atlantic. You are going to get COVID again and again and again. I'm going to murder. Dying, cheating, hurting, that's all you seem to do. Messing around with every guy in town, putting me down. messing around with every guy in town, putting me down for thinking of someone new. One of these days, long, you'll look for me and baby. I can't do that. There's no way I can play that little simple riff and keep the vocal line going at the same time. It's impossible. An unusual sign of depression. Stimulation-seeking behaviors such as theft and infidelity are often overlooked. Man, there's an unlimited market for bullshit. For just any little fuckface who can string a sentence together. Oh, I gotta hear creaking upstairs. Murder. So I don't know. Maybe it was a good. Maybe news is a bad idea. Even in the context of my show, I shouldn't be clicking on the news because I still have undercurrents of hate, rage, and hate, and bloodthirst, berserker rage. I have a little bit of Norse ancestry. I think 11%, according to genetic tests. So I'm 11% berserker. I got a bunch of genetic tests done. They all just kind of came to me. People would give them to me as gifts. And then I got interested in it. And I finally got the last one in California that I wasn't able to get it in Maryland because they forbid it. Because I guess their theory is that the medical information could be misused in it. So they passed a law. Let's see. Yes, so the one service gives my Scandinavian as 2%, and another service gives my Scandinavian as 6.4%. So, I don't know what to think about that. Where did I get that 11%? I don't know. Maybe I just made that up. No, it's a fairly small percentage. And sometimes they distinguish between Great Britain and Ireland. Sometimes they don't. So, but basically, yeah. So I'm a small percentage of me is berserker. Certainly a larger percentage of me is from Great Britain. So, you know, that, Jethro Tull's song, Bring Me My Broadsword. It's about the people on the British coast being raided by the Vikings. So I'm more the raided than the raiders. Although I think that song, like, it tells it from both perspectives of both the people defending their outposts and then also the Viking raiders. So, I don't know. Got two sides to every story. All right. 9:30. So what can I do if I'm not allowed to watch the news? If I'm not allowed to get articles to spur my talking? So I forbid myself from reading Reddit, which is news. Basically, it's social news. Anything with headlines, anything with tweaky little headlines in it. So no Google News, no Reddit, because people just make me fucking angry. So some people are fine. They can do the news, but I'm just a temperamental little shit fuck. So I should not do the news. So I got to very carefully control. I told you that I stopped sugar. I gave up sugar. And then I had this unfortunate incident on family dinner night. I figured I would allow myself dessert on family dinner night. But I just went nuts and I had like 50 billion cookies. And then the next day, my appetite was out of control because of all the sugar. And I super overate and I gained like 2 pounds. So I think maybe I have to stop eating dessert even once a week is too much. So I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe just accept the fact that life is going to suck, you know, and there's nothing I can really do about it. Thank you. See, I do better at guitar when I just don't think about it. So I think that's the thing. I just got to try to play it more naturally and not try to analyze what I really wanted to do, but I missed that top note. I can hear the little tink, 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 tink of the tremolo arm, like, knocking against the metal of the bridge. But I wonder if that's just an over-the-air thing that I'm hearing in the mic. I suspect the mic is not picking it up. Although, actually, yeah, I think it is picking it up. Can you guys hear that? Yeah, I think so. I guess you don't hear that often, like tremolo arm. Really rapid shaking. Little bit awkward because I've been over this before, but I've got the tremolo arm's a little bit long, so if you want to grab it by the end and maintain control over your picking, you kind of find yourself picking around where the neck joins the body of the guitar. This really is kind of a not ideal place. Tried to solve this problem by getting a stubby tremolo arm, but it didn't fit, which seems like an easy problem to solve, but I can't find a stubby tremolo arm for this model guitar. I don't know. I think what I would have to do would be to make it myself, which is sort of doable. Oh. Maybe we've had enough natural clean. What do you say? Okay. Current events, I have no idea because I'm not watching the news. Oh, somebody had to tell me that Ray Liotta had died. Normally, I'm like the first person to know about all these people dying. But somebody had to tell me. It was very nice. So, you know, hopefully, I don't know. Yeah. It's a struggle, guys. Every day is a battle. Every day is a war. Every day is a battle. Every day is a war. War.
Through man's existence from start of time, fight for survival is our only crime.
I don't know how those death metal guys do that. Keep that up. It's hard. Maybe it affects their... They have these horrible vocal nodules. Well, I think in some cases they use effects on their voice to make them more growly, but I don't know. I like the delay there. This one I know I kind of like. It's the Terra Echo lead. Now let's see which pickup setting is best. I guess the bridge, probably. Let's do FDR Blues Crunch. Now this one, I'm gonna guess that the neck pickup. Center again. Maybe I like center better. Thank you. This is what I like, but it may be too metal-y. No, it sounds not stupid, not too bad. It's kind of a warmer, egregious weasel word, a warmer distortion. Seems difficult on this guitar, and I think it might be this floating bridge. Well, it's my final minute of show. Not much of a show. That's okay. I do thank you for listening, I guess. Good morning. It is 9 o'clock, time for the sound show. Everybody celebrate. Everybody, your favorite hour of the week is here. Yeah, something's funny with my audio, but it can't be helped. Maybe I'm just not used to it, I don't know. It seems to have like a little delay. I don't know, maybe it's audio hijack being funny, but yeah, it's a slight delay. Anyway, the one thing I did change was I'm just going to turn down my headphones a little bit. I think that'll be better. Or, you know, yeah. Yeah, okay, well, yeah. I set up the scheduler so it can start broadcasting exactly 1 minute before my showtime, so I don't have to worry about it, so I don't have to set an alarm. Of course, it was this infamous incident years ago where I had that set up. And it recorded me snoring. I was asleep. I was stoned, of course, and I was asleep in my bed. So it was like very low volume snoring for the full hour. So I think that was a popular show. Anyway, I missed last week because I mailed to the mailing list. I don't normally do that, but I did it this time, saying I was out of town, and I was in Marirando, Murón, as they say. I remember I was crossing the Canadian border one time in this little bitch of a border guard. I have about equal contempt for the TSA and Canadian border guards. I think they're undereducated, overly empowered, and you just have to pretend to respect them, even though they're useless little shits. They're no better than, you know, fast food employees. I sound like a snob, and I am a snob, but you know. Anyway, yeah. So what was I saying? Yeah, Canadian border guard. Oh yeah. I was trying to cross into Vancouver, and this little fucking cunt. She looks at my driver's license. She goes, "Is it Maryland?" I mean, this is the tone of what it's. The Canadians, they have they like, even like the poorly educated, like kind of working class scumbag Canadians have like this kind of superiority complex over America. Like Americans are the big, loud, loutish dumbasses, the big fucking used car salesmen slapping each other on the back and yelling all the time. They're fat, you know. So the Canadians, I mean, there's this uneven power distribution, so between the countries, of course. So they have to claim every little bit of superiority they can, because, you know, it's like social status is the fluid. It's like the lifeblood of human society. Like, there was this XKCD, you know, that that funny cartoon. It was one of the better known kind of meme worthy cartoons. It was several years ago, and they had a different disciplines. And like, how long does it take, or how long can you fake being competent in a discipline? And one of them was sociology. And then the demonstration dialogue was, a guy was saying, "Well, I'm ranking people from worst to best." And they were like, "Oh, interesting." And then the end game of that cartoon was like culture studies or something like that, about the self being inextricable from the text or whatever. And it's just like an old joke among your STEM types, is that the postmodern lit crit derived world is kind of full of BS. If you're curious, there was this incident called the Sokol hoax. I actually wrote about that a little bit in my skewling. But yeah, the Sokol hoax was this guy, Alan Sokol, who's a physicist. You probably know about this already, but I'll just give my summary. He published he submitted a paper in some kind of lit crit postmodernistic English major type journal, basically asserting that gravity is a social construct. And it sounds ridiculous, and it was intended to be ridiculous. And I remember the quote, he was intended to shed light on sloppy peer review in the humanities. Like, they'll just publish anything if it sounds good, if it fits their preconceived notions. And it caused a big blowback. You know, a lot of people still wouldn't admit that it was a fake paper. They're like, "Oh, this is good," whatever. And I guess that just demonstrates it's hard to tell. If you don't have built-in standards, what causes like a particular text to be acceptable while another text is not acceptable. And I guess it's just a bunch of cultural standards. Anywho, so I was talking about Canadian border guards and their Maryland. And I think I said, yeah, that's how you pronounce it. But then the thing is, now I can't even say it because I'm going to be thinking about it. They kind of like, the stereotype is that they kind of slur it into Merlin, like Merlin the magician. Merlin. But it's really Maryland. So if a snooty little cunt of a Canadian border guard ever asks you how to pronounce your state, it's Maryland. It's not Maryland. It's not Merlin. It's Maryland. So there's definitely something weird going on with Audio Hijack. There's a delay. I can hear the delay in the piano, too. Maybe I'm going to be forced to upgrade to four audio hijack four. I don't know. Maybe this is their way of forcing me to do that. But I'll try taking the scheduler off next time. I don't know. Maybe that was the thing that did it, or maybe I just need a reboot. I don't know. The thing with audio stuff, this is something, I don't know, maybe not everybody, maybe it just reflects my retardation, but it's very opaque. Like, it's because you can't see what's happening. It's like, it seems like that makes it a degree harder, tweaking stuff to make it work. It's just like, okay, what do I do now? It's not sounding right. So how do I, like, imagine this thing in my head, and, like, what parameter do I tweak to make it work? And it's like, I don't know. I find it to be a degree more difficult than just pure visual computer stuff. But in general, that's my complaint about computers. In general, IT tweaking is that it's opaque. Like, the example, my prepared, rehearsed narrative is like, you know, imagine a table. It's rocking. You can see that it's rocking. Boom, boom, boom. Like, one of the legs is shorter. Ah, okay. So that it's physically obvious what to do. Like, you glue a penny or something in there, and you fix the table. But with the computer, it's this opacity and this kind of layer of abstraction that takes you away from that physical reality. So it's kind of like, you got to think in these weird terms, like imagine what some programmer was thinking. I don't know. So fixing computer issues has always been hard for me. It's hard for me, okay? It's hard for me. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I can fix this delay right here and now. I doubt it. I bet you I need to restart. Although I think that SMJ fixed it so that if you restart your stream, it'll just connect back up again on the archive. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. For the last couple of weeks, my archives were switched off. Now they're switched back on again. So yeah, I hope everything works. Doodly. I guess I should talk more about my Maryland trips and not insult the working class anymore. This is all on record. I'm going to be canceled. And I was telling somebody in my chat room that I was happy with the TSA this time. And I think I kind of changed my approach to the TSA. I've had fairly consistent issues with the TSA. Like, almost every time I fly, I run into something. They make some smart comment, or there's some kind of mildly confrontational thing. And I think I guess I have to blame myself. I mean, I think I just didn't respect them. I didn't, and then they picked up on that. Because, you know, humanities, I was just reading about this. They can tell based on your dress and your appearance within like a fraction of a second. They can accurately gauge your social status. So it's like the common humanity is incredibly tuned in to rank and status and what role you're trying to fill in society. So this has become my new interest. I need to read more up on social status. But so yeah, the TSA, I think if you just keep in your head, like, try having some empathy for them. Like, it's a shitty job. They're depressed. They're bored. And everybody hates them. And so they're stuck for like 10, 12-hour shifts doing this psychological repetitive stress injury. Like, I remember my very first job, I worked fast food. And that night I was dreaming about like the cash register. Like, I couldn't get it out of my head. So I think it's a pretty similar thing for TSA. Like, just all day they're telling people to take their shoes off, take their laptops out. So yeah, it's not a great job. And I think they're not, like, a lot of people say, like, the default is, these are minimum wage. They're not. I don't think they're minimum wage. I think they get paid pretty okay. But I think a better way to see them versus, like, you know, McDonald's workers or whatever would be like postal workers. Like, we expect a certain degree, and I think we tolerate a certain degree of rudeness from the post office because that's kind of in the culture. So, I don't know, maybe that's something that we could do with the TSA. Just, like, understand they have got a boring, repetitive job, and they were kind of forced into it by political mandate. Like, after the 9/11, I want something done! I want something done! So the TSA popped open, the Department of Homeland Security, all that stuff. Whether or not we need to have the TSA now? I guess this is another question. I don't know the answer to that. It seems like airports and airlines could do their own security and maybe even do a better job at it. I don't know. I'm not sure why we need a federal agency to do it. I mean, it's certainly in the best interest of airlines to do a good job at it. Like there's all these anecdotes. I guess it's more than anecdotes. It's like testing teams have snuck a firearm past the TSA on a number of occasions, or, you know, various items. So it's like, yeah. And then, so not only are they doing silly things like telling you to take your shoes off and your laptop out and you limiting the amount of deodorant you can have, but they actually miss when you actually have a gun. So I mean, I don't know how often that happens. And I've also heard that it's classified, like what they have actually prevented, what they have actually done. So I think this, a lot of this is hearsay, speculation. And I feel like I'm not really qualified to say whether or not things are better because the TSA is around. My inclination is to say probably we don't need them, but I don't know. I really don't know. People will argue. There are both sides. There are good people on both sides. Good people on both sides. So the Russian propaganda technique. That middle ground, kind of that postmodernistic, like, well, you can't really know the answer. There's always this reasonable doubt of, like, you know, well, the other option might be true. So therefore, we sow this doubt and you can't have your certainty. And I guess that's often the goal. Well, it's the legal goal. That's the whole reasonable doubt thing, is if there's any, you have to be, what is it? They're reasonable. That silly word, reasonable. I mean, because of course you can always be a tiny bit uncertain that, for instance, OJ did not kill his wife. It's possible that, like, I've heard internet conspiracies that, like, his son did it or something like that. But I think we can be pretty certain that he did do it. And then, of course, he was not convicted in that trial. And I guess mostly people say that was because just the prosecution was incompetent. He had good lawyers, and the prosecutors were very bad. So, and then I think also was that the factor was that the LA cops really were racist. And